This is KCUR 89.3. Spinning Tree Theater's new production is the Kansas City premiere of a piece by the Tony Award-winning playwright and longtime gay activist Harvey Fierstein. His newest play is based on a true story from the early 1960s, but as KCUR's CJ Janovy reports, its topic couldn't be more timely.
Casa Valentina premiered on Broadway just 3 years ago. Let's let Harvey Fierstein give us the synopsis. Here he is on PBS's Theater Talk.
This is a play about men who dress as women.
Right, heterosexual transvestites. Right. One of them and his wife founded a resort in the Catskill Mountains where these gentlemen could go and be themselves, which meant being ladies.
There are a couple of actual women in the cast, a wife and a daughter. The other seven actors are men. Each one has a dual character. The man he is back home, and the woman he becomes when he puts on female clothing for the weekend.
I applaud Harvey for doing this piece because it is truly going to be something that people have never seen before.
Michael Grayman Parkhurst is a co-director.
This piece has everything. It has Harvey Fierstein's wit, so it's got the comedy, but it also is so incredibly relevant today because we're still talking about what was referred to as transvestites back then. It's more referred to using the word cross-dresser now, but it also veers on transgender.
Most of the actors have never portrayed women. John Rensenhaus plays the resort's owner, George/Valentina.
I was like, well, what is my female voice going to be? And I tried on certain, you know, higher registers and affected speech or something. And I was like, I am really going to just let the clothing inform me.
The high heels hurt, of course. Otherwise?
Oddly enough, through all the pain and whatnot, there is a certain amount of freedom that comes with being in these clothes that we are not familiar with. For me, it's a lighter expression. I tend to feel jollier. The skirts are fun. There, that's good.
One of the guests at Casa Valentina is based on a true character. She publishes a magazine called Transvestia. She's an activist who wants to make cross-dressing socially acceptable.
She has a speech where she says, 15 years from now, cross-dressing will be as normal as apple pie, and homosexuals, the sin of homosexuality, will have been relegated to the dustbin. She says, cross-dressing will be as common as smoking.
History went a different direction, and now we have less smoking and more of a vocabulary for all the various behaviors and orientations of the kind of guys who vacationed at this particular Catskills resort.
But it's still, you're dealing with the same question we always have of human identity and what makes you feel the most like yourself.
Nicole Marie Green is the play's other co-director.
I've had people come up and they're like, wow, that's going to be pretty funny seeing all those guys in dresses. And yeah, to a certain extent it is. But it's not about that. The story we're trying to tell is about human nature.
For cast member Victor Rader Wexler, the unique challenge of this play isn't necessarily performing as a woman.
I haven't, so it's a brand new thing, but last Christmas, I was Marley, and I had never been a ghost before either.
Here, Rader Wexler plays a judge, a man of high repute who has a lot at stake when he becomes Amy for the weekend.
The unique challenge for me is finding what makes this particular man so happy when he can get away from all the encumbrances of life and having this mellow, collegial gathering of people who just seem to appreciate each other without any of the other things that make life hard.
But for some of the characters, there's a point where things aren't so mellow and collegial. Here's John Rensenhaus again.
Part of this play involves other people questioning Valentina's decisions that she's making. And I have been surprised by how that has affected me in rehearsal to have other people criticizing you, haranguing you, and when you get a whole chorus of people saying what you're doing is wrong, it's really much more disheartening than I had anticipated.
Victor Rader Wexler says it's those kinds of lessons that make acting an art.
If you're not learning something, then you wind up doing a skit, and I try as hard as I can to not be a skit performer. You know, I try as hard as I can to say, if you're going to come see me, you'll see something that I had to dig to find, and maybe you haven't found either.
Given all the current tensions about gender identity, whatever these actors are finding might be helpful. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovee.